if you don't show up fashionably late, then they don't think you're a real conductor.
That's what I mean. The funny thing, though, is I used to be an unbelievably late-coming person. I mean, I think I kind of hit the ball out of the park when I met with a friend of mine, and it was actually connected to music. It was not really my fault. We said, you know, we're going to go out drinking. And I kind of, you know, styled myself and so, and I just thought, yeah, I have 5 more minutes. Just let's turn on the radio. And it starts Brahms 2. And at that time, I was really not the biggest fan of Brahms 2. So I was like, God, Brahms 2. But somehow, it was pretty much at the beginning. And I start to listen. I'm like, oh, my, you know. Oh, God, that's brilliant. So I listen, and I was hooked. And I just couldn't stop. And the second movement starts, and I knew I should have got...
Like 40 minutes
left
later.
Left 10 minutes ago. I couldn't stop until the fourth movement was finished. And, well, I mean, you know, without surprise, it was Carlos Kleiber, you know, doing that. So he opened my eyes for Brahms 2, that it's one of the best pieces ever, you know. But, you know, it was just like I was glued on my bed. I remember glued sitting on my bed, not able to even send a text to my best buddy, you know, kind of telling him I will be late. I just couldn't move, basically. I was so hooked. And then, of course, then I kind of discovered I had forgotten some things as well. So I was nearly 2 hours late. Of course, by then I had called him and I said, yeah, I will be here in 5 minutes. By and then he spent half an hour.
By then he was so drunk he didn't recognize you anyway.
It was no problem because by then he was drunk. So he was like, hey, it's fine.
Whatever.
Exactly, whatever. And I told him the story about Brahms too, and he just shook his head. He was just like, well, you are you, you know. But... As a conductor, the interesting thing is you need to be very, very punctual. I mean, like, more than punctual. You always have to be very early before rehearsal there in case there are questions, in case, you know, there is something going on. And just to make sure that even if the roads are completely congested or something, that you're still on time. So I have actually become a rather on-time person due to the job.
Being in charge makes you punctual.
Being in charge makes you, because you kind of, I mean, you know, the first thing I said to the IPO in Chicago when I, you know, 2 or 3 people were late for the first rehearsal, and I said, you know, I'm not accepting that. You will be on time. You know, it doesn't matter if it's snowing, if something is, I really don't care. I mean, there are some excuses, you know, if you crash your car, whatever, you know, you will be late to rehearsal, no question. But, I mean, things like snow or you know, traffic or so is not an excuse for any musician, especially not for a conductor, to come too late to a rehearsal, because you need to calculate it into your plan. But of course, you know, once you come too late as a conductor to a rehearsal, you know, how can you then tell say others, everybody needs to be on time?
Yeah.
Set an example.
And yeah, you absolutely need to set an example. That's the problem.
It really cramps your style, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Yeah.